Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Here's your host, Alan Weisberg.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the School of Human Potential Radio. I'm your host, Alan Weisberg. And tonight, in our journey to make you a well-rounded individual, we thought we would dive into an area of dreams. So, if you have dreams, or if you had dreams, and you were wondering, what in the world was I dreaming about? What does it mean? What does it say about me? Well, here we have somebody that can help you with that. I'm welcoming for the second time to the show, Oksana Gritsenko. Hi, Oksana.
Hello, Alan. Hello, everybody. It's very nice to be here.
It's our pleasure to have you, and thank you so much. So it's a topic that we're all very interested about, but in the interest, in case people do not know who you are, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a certified life coach, and I have a background in many different areas, including studying metaphysics for about 13 years. I have background in IT, in management, in art, in marketing. And right now, I am a founder and CEO and president of Soulful Gifts Incorporated. It's a company that helps people to become whole functioning, self-realized, and happy.
Well, that's one of the reasons why Oksana and I work together, because we're trying to do the same thing and help people out. That's great. Thank you, Oksana. So in terms of dreams, I think everybody will agree that they have had dreams, at least in some point in time. I know that I dream all the time. I remember my dreams quite vividly. For other people, it's different, and they may not remember, or they say that they haven't had dreams. So in terms of the dream interpretation, for those that say that they don't dream, is that true, or they just don't remember them?
It's a very good question, Alan. Actually, we all dream all the time. We dream every night. As long as we're sleeping, as we're asleep, sometimes our brain doesn't shut off, turn off, if we're anxious about something. But when we actually are asleep, we all dream. And some people remember their dreams every night. Sometimes people do not. And I will be giving some pointers tonight to everybody who is listening to the show, how to remember your dreams very consistently.
Very cool. So I guess that's true. We all dream. Now, in terms of the dream interpretation, is there any science behind it, or it's whatever we've been able to figure out on our own?
You know, it's actually very interesting because there are so many different approaches to it, and I constantly keep myself updated on what are the scientific findings about dreams. And so far, the best answers I have found were not coming from the science as much as from metaphysics, which to me is more of the spiritual science. Scientifically speaking, there are some approaches, there are some formulas on how to interpret the dreams. It's also, to me, more of the form of art than the science. You can apply many things. At the same time, it's like a language that you learn. And as in any language, the first steps, you might just follow the rules and be a little bit more strict. The more fluent you become, the more artistic you become with the language and how you use it. And it can turn into pure poetry.
So did I hear that correctly, that you can actually control what dreams you're going to have?
You can actually do that as well. There are many types of dreams, and there are just regular dreams when you assimilate information, whatever happened to you during the day. And that's an important point, that dreams are indicative of something that already happened to us and during the day usually. However, there are some that are about the future, and sometimes you can, it's called incubating of the dreams, so you can incubate the dream if you want to find the answer. It is really a conversation with our subconscious mind, And as you know, we can give certain commands. Like, for example, did you ever have a chance to or opportunity to wake up really early in the morning and you're afraid you're going to miss your alarm and you say, okay, I'm going to wake up at 3 a.m. and you wake up actually before the alarm goes off?
Yes, I actually have that all the time.
Wonderful. So it's really the same story. So you're talking to your subconscious mind. The conscious mind is asleep during the dream state. And your subconscious mind receives the command, and it wakes you up. You know, in my case, it's usually 3 minutes before the alarm goes off that I wake up. The same story happens with the dreams. You can ask certain questions and receive the answers during the dream state. So it's actually pretty cool.
Very nice. And by the way, for everybody who's listening, Oksana has been kind enough to offer an interpretation of the dream. So if you'd like to call in and share a dream with us, Oksana will interpret it for you. And you can call us at 888-429-5471. All right, so we can decide what dreams we're going to have. How did you get started in all of this? I know that one day you just woke up and said, I'm going to interpret my dream, or how was it?
You know, when I was little, Alan, I used to have what's called precognitive dreams. So dreams about what's going to happen all the time. And for some strange, unexplainable reason, most of them were about my dad, who used to travel a lot. And I would just dream when he would come home. Back then, where I grew up, we didn't really have a phone or good ways of communication. It was a while back. And the only way for me to know that he's coming back from his business trip, when he said he's going to come, was for me to see that in my dream. And I was very, very consistent. And I think that's how I started to be interested in that. In addition to that, I always loved to sleep and to dream, because the world in my dreams was just so amazing, beautiful, and colorful. And I would fly there and do all sorts of things. So I was always fascinated by dreams. And naturally, I started to study what it might mean in different ways since, I would say, you know, teenage maybe years.
Wow. And you've mentioned flying in your dreams. I distinctly remember many times when I was flying in mine, and it was an amazing experience. So I guess from that perspective, what does that mean that I was flying in my dream?
It's a really great dream. I fly in my dreams all the time, too. I love it. It indicates the inner freedom, so you're actually moving somewhere freely. So usually when you feel that freedom in waking life, it is going to show in your dream, so you feel like you're flying. And it might be about a certain decision. It might be just in general how you feel in life. The dreams are really showing us what's happening in real life, whether we're consciously aware of what's happening or it's happening unconsciously or subconsciously. So it's a wonderful dream to have.
Perfect. And how do I know whether a dream that I'm having is something that happened during the day or it's something that is going to happen in the future? I know sometimes it's very evident and sometimes it's confusing. What are some of the ways for me to figure it out?
Usually what I do is I reflect back, and that's what I teach in my class. When you go through the steps of interpreting the dreams, at the very end, it is really not as much about the dream as what is the message in the dream and how to apply it into the waking life. It's very practical. It's a wonderful tool to have to help us go through life and understand ourselves and our lives much better. The one thing, that one element about precognitive dream, in addition to just intuitively feeling that it's more about the future, sometimes the messages are just absolutely direct. You don't have to interpret them. In my case, when I wake up, I always have a feeling it is a precognitive dream. And that's something that I teach everybody who's coming to my class, that always trust your intuition. If you woke up and you have the sense that this is the message, the sense that this is what it is about, don't doubt that, because it's your intuition and it's your higher self is telling you to pay attention to it. You might interpret some things in addition. However, this is probably the most important. Sometimes you will see an event you would know that you're having precognitive dream if you're having these deja vu kind of moments where you saw something in a dream, and it might be something very simple and mundane, and then you see the same thing happening in the waking life. Sometimes it's the feeling, and sometimes it just doesn't really make sense about the past day. So the only logical answer is that it might be about the future.
Interesting. I definitely, again, being intuitive and empathic, I've had precognitive dreams. I remember distinctly at one point I dreamt that one of my best friends got into a fight. And it was a very worrisome dream, and I woke up. And then the next day, or that day, same day, my friend got into a fight because somebody came over to his house. I was actually there at that time, and somebody came over, and he got into a fight. So the interesting way that it happened in the dream is because in the dream, the friend was different, but the name was the same. So the way that I interpreted it, I had the name. It was the right scenario. It was a dream about a person getting into a fight, but it was my best friend who had the same name. So it was precognitive. I felt that it was going to be the right person. It just the dream showed somebody else with the same name.
Yes, yes. And, you know, sometimes dreams give us absolutely fascinating messages. Speaking of whether you can get the answers or not, in my life, one of the biggest events that happened that is related to the dreams is I'll share a little story about me and my husband. When I moved to United States, I'm not originally from here, as you can probably say based on my accent. At that point, who is now my husband, was not at that time. He was living in a completely different country, and we didn't really see any way for us to connect, although there was a desire, but legally it was not really possible. And we've been apart for about 5 years at that point. So at one night, I really just asked for a message. Before I went to bed, I said some prayer, and I asked for the message and some guidance. And that night I saw a dream, and in that dream I was on the top of the mountain, and it was a beautiful day, bright sky, and suddenly I see my husband comes over, and I'm really surprised to see him, and I ask him, how did you end up here? And he said, you know, I was on this bus going somewhere, and suddenly there's something happened with the tire, so the driver told us all to get off the bus and just walk around, and I was wandering around, and I saw you. And I woke up, and I just knew that somehow the universe is going to bring us together, and I should not worry about that. 2 weeks later, and this story might end up in a book at some point, 2 weeks later, he calls me, and he says that he won green card in the lottery, and he's coming over. And until this day, it is really a fascinating story to tell others, because just within a short period of time, asking a question, given this answer, trusting it, and seeing how it manifests, it's pretty incredible what dreams can do.
Wow, that's a wonderful story. You should have that in a book. That's great.
Once I write the book, I will definitely include it.
Well, why don't you go, you know, next time you go to sleep, why don't you ask of when that book is going to be out to give you a message, and then we can relay that back to us.
That's a wonderful idea, Helen.
Perfect. All right, we're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about asking your loved ones to give you messages in your dreams. Please call us if you have any questions or you'd like your dream interpreted at 888-429-5471.
If you need help getting free from your past in order to clearly see the present so you can set your course and live your essence, I've got great news for you. Radio talk show host, author, inspirational speaker, and life purpose coach Alan Vaisberg is waiting to help you recalibrate your life. At recalibrateyourlife.com, you'll find the 5 simple steps Alan will lead you through to help you reach the place in life that has been eluding you. Restore, renew, and recalibrate today at recalibrateyourlife.com.
Are you tired of all of the negativity and children's fiction? Does your child suffer from night terrors or frequent bad dreams? Do you wish there was a series for your child to read that is fun and inspirational? The Wish Flower Field, Marie's Triumph, is a fanciful book that not only entertains, but builds inner strength. Join the many that have seen the difference this positive book has made in the way their children handle fear. The Wish Flower Field is truly a series that appeals to all ages and empowers within. Visit thewishflowerfield.com for your copy today. That's thewishflowerfield.com.
And welcome back to the School of Human Potential Radio, where we're visiting with Oksana Gritsenko, and we're talking about dreams and their interpretation. Oksana, before we left off, I mentioned that I wanted to ask you about the loved ones coming in throughout the dream. I've had many such occasions where I was dreaming about my grandfather or my grandmother or somebody coming in and having that moment with them. From my mediumship experience, I know that that's one of the ways that they communicate with you because it's easier and you're in a different vibrational state. But does everybody get this, or is it just people who are more into it?
Ellen, you are speaking specifically about people who are on the other side?
Yes.
Yes. I think that everybody has dreams like that. They're called visitation dreams. And every time that I am talking to people about dreams, I do dream interpretations quite a bit. Everybody is sharing dreams like that. I think to some degree, all of us are intuitive. Not everybody might have developed intuition so much. Some people have ability to have very clear conversations consistently with people who passed on. And some people just might have appearances. So I think it's quite common for that to happen. And I also know that sometimes the spirits come and they might have messages. I've heard dreams like that where they would say, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be in your son who is about to be born or your daughter who is about to be born. And it's hard to check that. However, that's quite possible. Sometimes there is warning that's coming up. Sometimes there is support and encouragement. So there are many, many dreams like that. And I think many people actually see those dreams.
Yeah. And going back to the interpretation of the dream or feeling whether it's precognitive or not, I know, thinking of my wife for a second, but I remember when we were pregnant with the first child. My wife would have a dream, and we didn't want to find out whether it was a boy or a girl during the process. So my wife had a dream, and more than one, in which the boy is communicating with her and saying, stop asking me, you know I'm a boy. You already know I'm a boy. So my wife is convinced that it's a boy. I knew that it was a girl because that was my belief system. It is a girl. So the dream that my wife had that was convincing her that it's a boy, it turned out not to be precognitive, or maybe it turned out to be the second child who is a boy. But how do you know whether that is true, or it's just you thinking, I'm going to have a boy, and then your dream is a interpretation or manifestation of it?
Yes, it's another very good question, Alan. Sometimes we kind of tend to program ourselves a certain way, and we want to see something in the dream. And that's one of the things that I offer in the class. When you follow certain guidelines in how to interpret the dream, you don't go as much into the imagination and the wishful thinking. And that's really the point of understanding the dreams too, that you get the clear message. And that's why it's very important when you wake up in the morning, and I'll share in a second how to remember your dreams consistently, to immediately make sure that you have that dream documented so that you don't get your conscious mind interpreting the dream before you've written it down. Because what it starts doing, it starts adding some things and removing some details, and the message is not as pure anymore. So sometimes we want to hear something in a dream where it's not necessarily it. However, as I mentioned, it is art. It's highly intuitive as well. So until you figure out what your language is, how your communication is established with your subconscious mind, you might maybe take some time learning that. It takes a few months, maybe sometimes years to practice.
I see. Well, we all have plenty of time to practice because we're all sleeping every night, so people get practicing.
yes, that's the beauty of it. Everybody dreams.
Yeah, so in terms of another question, for instance, I know that there are certain cultures that have belief systems. There are certain people who believe that if you have a dream on a Thursday night, you wake up and you don't share the dream with anybody until the midday, because if you do, that dream is going to come true. Have you found in your research or your experience any truth to that?
In my personal experience, no. I know that there are a lot of different beliefs about dreams. I even had people who came to different workshops and said, you know, I did not want to see any dreams, so I was trying to figure out how to get rid of dreaming altogether, and it's something that I would not recommend because it's a wonderful thing to have, wonderful tool to have. However, I didn't really see any difference between whether the dream happens on a particular day or not. Sometimes it can be more important in terms of maybe events in your life. Maybe it's your birthday and you're considering something important. So your mind is in a particular state, and that's why this dream is going to be more powerful or the message is going to be more clear. In terms of days of week, lunar calendar might affect people in different ways emotionally. Obviously, emotions come up, and dreams have the message, they have the emotions, they have a lot of different things. So whatever you're going through is going to come through in your dreams as well.
Makes sense. So is there something that people should be doing in order to enhance their dreaming experience before they go to bed? Or I know we already mentioned about the fact that we can request certain dreams or direct our subconscious or ask questions. We know the story of Mendeleev, who dreamt the periodic table. So we know that that gives you great access, but is there something that people should do before they go to bed?
Yes, and now we're coming to the point of how to remember your dreams. This works very consistently for everybody. Even people who said, you know, I have not had a dream, they say they haven't had a dream in months. In fact, they just don't remember their dreams. So what you do is have a notebook that's dedicated to, it's like a dream journal, dedicated to just your dreams. Have it by your bedside, and before you go to bed, write down the date of the following day and write down the statement, I will remember my dreams. So the same exact way as you program your subconscious mind to wake you up before the alarm, you are doing the same exact thing with the dreams. You're requesting your subconscious mind to remember the dreams, so when you wake up, that's the first thing that comes to your conscious mind. And with that, you just go to sleep. You can repeat that in your mind as well. The first thing that when you wake up in the morning, what you do is you write down whatever you remember. Sometimes people remember just a feeling, emotion, a color, one particular object. It doesn't really matter. Write down as much as you remember. Often when you remember a little bit, you start writing down, you will remember more. Sometimes you might not remember, and then what you write down is, I don't remember anything. But the important part is to be disciplined with that, and at least for 2-3 weeks, do it every single night and every single morning. Typically, within 2 weeks, people start remembering their dreams, and they're actually doing it pretty consistently, to the point that sometimes people remember. I've had students who remember up to 20 dreams a night, and they would remember all of them in detail. So it's actually quite amazing.
My goodness. Yeah. That is amazing. I know that, at least I'm thinking, in my experience, it usually is 3, 4, 5 dreams, but 20 is amazing. We do have a question. I believe we have a caller, Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for calling.
Can you hear me okay?
You're on with... Yeah, we hear you fine. Thank you. You're on with Ellen and Oksana.
Wonderful. Thank you for taking my call. I was curious about a dream, especially because my brother and mother, who had passed away a few years ago, were in my dream. So,
wonderful.
I just wondered, if you could help interpret it. I was in a home, I think it was my home, and my brother and mother were there. We were in the living room, and I saw a huge gray spider web on the wall, and somehow in the dream I said, that's my soul, and it started coming towards me, and it got entangled in my hair, and I was upset trying to get all of it out of my curly hair. Imagine this web of spiders in your hair, and I was especially trying to get out any spiders, and I only found one, and then my alarm woke me up.
That's a very interesting dream, Deborah. Thank you for sharing. Before I interpret it, alarm actually very often interrupts really amazing dreams, and it can, if it's too loud and too sudden, that sometimes causes us to forget the dream. So if you're having a hard time with your alarm being too loud, another recommendation is to maybe pick something that's not as sudden. So now to the dream, Deborah. You said that your brother and your mother passed away, so this was a visitation dream when they came with a message. And whenever that happens, it's very important to pay attention to the message. Based on what you said, there is a message about you feeling probably kind of entrapped, and I don't know when you saw this dream, but feeling kind of entrapped, and there were some thoughts that were not productive, that were causing, maybe not the best outcome for you. And it was important for you to look into what your soul desires are, what you truly want in life. And again, I don't know what you were going through in particular at that time, but that would be the main message in the dream. And the spirits of your mother and your brother wanted you to receive this message. Would that make sense?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it would. So I'm feeling trapped because of the web?
Yes. So the web is for trapping certain insects, and the message that it has to do with your soul and getting into your hair, which is more about your thoughts, thinking process. And my question to you would be, do you think maybe sometimes a little bit too much? Do you tend to overanalyze sometimes maybe?
Sometimes, yes.
So maybe that was the time when you were a little bit too much in your head and maybe not paying attention to what your heart and soul desires were. And we get busy with our lives and we do different things in different ways, and sometimes we get into maybe a little bit of overanalyzing things rather than trusting our intuition in what's inside our heart and what the soul desires. So that would be the message.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing, Deborah.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Deborah. I appreciate it. So if anybody else wants their dream interpreted, please feel free to call us at 888-429-5471. Oksana, so, hearing about the spider web and other things made me come to another segue of nightmares. Many people have nightmares. They wake up certainly not in the best of moods. Where are nightmares coming from? Are any of them precognitive? I know that they could be, people are stressed in real life, and this is a way of expressing that. But is there more to nightmares specifically?
Yes, another very good question, Ellen. Nightmares can be of different kinds. They can be precognitive, absolutely. There are sometimes dreams that are just warning us about things. There can be about the very important message. Nightmares are very, very important to interpret. There are two types of dreams that are important to interpret always. The reoccurring dreams, whenever you keep seeing the same dream over and over, that's the message that you need to receive and you're not receiving it. And another is nightmares. Nightmares, you can look at it as practically as your subconscious mind, and another would say it's your soul screaming. It wants you to hear the message that you're not receiving. So it is very important to understand it. And another kind of nightmares that I came across interpreting different dreams can be actually related to past lives. Sometimes we dream of past lives. I've had quite a few dreams from the past lives. I don't know if you had experiences like that, Alan. Did you ever dream about past lives?
Yep.
Wonderful. So you know how it feels. And it's actually quite different because you might have a completely different consciousness and the dream might not necessarily be very interesting, yet you are finding yourself in a different situation. Some of them might be about traumatic events in your life from the past life. And your memory that is stored in the subconscious mind, it's kind of the main aspect of the subconscious mind. What it has is this incredible memory of everything that ever happened to us. You know, like through hypnosis, you can actually access all of this information. I'm sure that you've heard of many different people like Dr. Wise, who I think made it very popular that through the hypnosis you can actually access your past life, and so there's past life regression, so-called. So when you're dreaming, you can do that kind of naturally without somebody guiding you, and those are other type of nightmares if it has to do with something traumatic happening in your past life.
Interesting. And another very important point to bring up, and again, from my personal experience, is learning that whether you're in a nightmare or anywhere else, you actually are in control within your dream. Can you speak about that? And then I'll share my experiences as well.
Yes. You can control your dreams, and that's called lucid dreaming. There is something also that I teach in my class. Lucid dreaming is quite amazing. Sometimes people become lucid exactly because they're having nightmare and they want to get out, and that's how they realize they're dreaming, and that's what lucid dreams are. When your consciousness awakens while you are in the complete subconscious state of mind, which is dreaming, and then you can change your dream around the way you desire.
Yeah, that's probably when I started realizing that as well, because I've had experiences, again, going through the spiritual journey. There's lots of stuff that you encounter. And I had experiences where I would fall asleep, I would have a nightmare, until I realized that I am in control within my dream. And I, all of a sudden, in my dream, my consciousness would turn on. I'm still asleep, but I'm conscious and I'm awake in that moment, in that dream, and I'm controlling it. I'm saying, no, that's not true. You go away. Here's what's happening. Change the situation. Move it out. And you have that control and you have that capacity. And once you realize that, once you understand that, then it's automatic. And if anything happens and you start having nightmares, immediately the protections go up. You bring in whatever things. You change it. Then there are different techniques that people can use. I started teaching them to my daughter, who said, who's like me, who's very sensitive, who's had nightmares. And I was telling her, you know, one of the little things you can do is you have a monster in your dream. You are in control, and you can snap your fingers, and the monster is twice as little. Snap it again, monster is twice as little. Snap it again, monster is gone. Or turn mm-hmm. that monster into something that's pretty. There are so many different techniques you can use. As long as you realize that you are in control, once you say mm-hmm. that you're in control, your subconscious and other things will follow, and you actually will be in control when you're dreaming.
Yes, yes, and that's a wonderful technique. You know, speaking of children, Alan, I often heard parents say to their kids, and I'm sure those people who don't maybe understand how to interpret the dreams, when a child is having a nightmare, they say, oh, it doesn't matter, it's just a dream. And one of the things that I also, you know, ask parents during the classes is to pay attention to the dreams that your children have. It is such a wonderful way for you to understand the inner world, the subconscious world of the child, the emotional world of the child, what they're going through, some of the things that they might not realize, some of the things they might not want to share. You can understand all that by understanding how to interpret their dreams. And encouraging them to remember the dreams rather than forget is, again, another way for us to connect to the rich world of the subconscious mind, and it becomes a very good habit.
Very true. Another interesting thing that I wanted to see if you've had experience with, I noticed, you know, when I was a child, there was I would only sleep on my stomach because that's the way that I was comfortable, and I knew that when I would inevitably turn onto my back during my sleep, that's when I would start having nightmares. I didn't know exactly why that worked. I just knew that on my back, and when I'm turned, and when I'm sleeping on my left side, that's when I would get nightmares. So after a while, you know, I grew up, and I learned that sleeping on your back is actually good. So I consciously made the choice of, I'm going to sleep on my back. The first couple of nights I had nightmares, and then it went away, and I've been sleeping on my back without any problems. I still have, when I'm sleeping on my left-hand side, I have nightmares, and I know that it happens. I would start sleeping on my right side, I would have good dreams, then I would have a nightmare, I would wake up, I'm on my left side. Have you found that with any other people, and what would that mean? Why is there a trigger of some sort?
You know, it's very interesting. I have not heard a story like that before. The first thing that came to my mind, this is probably more of that question of the chicken and the egg. I think you're probably, you have the programming of your mind. If I'm on the right side, I'm seeing this. On the left side, I'm seeing that. I think your mind is following your belief at this point, or at some point it started to. Maybe at first you just saw that connection. I have not heard anybody to share that. It's quite possible. Maybe there is something to it that other people have had. And definitely, if you're listening to this and you've had experiences like that, please share. It's always fascinating to learn something new about this, about the dreams. But I think in your case, Alan, it might be the programming of the subconscious and saying, if I'm on my left side, I'm seeing this kind of dreams. So on my right side, I'm seeing that kind of dreams. And that, it delivers to you exactly what you're asking for.
No, and it certainly would make sense because that's the way that it worked with me on being on my back until I gave it a different message and then disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So it's likely as a child, I experienced that on the left side, I had bad dreams, and then it became programming. So that's a very good point. I believe we have another caller. If I'm pronouncing your name correctly, I apologize. Neera. Hello, Neera.
Hi, Alan. This is Neela. It's close.
Hi, Neela. How are you? And thank you for calling.
Thank you. I'm calling. I just wanted to say my testimony as far as remembering dreams, because before I started doing this exercise that Oksana is talking about, I did not remember any dreams. It's like, what? I dreamed? No, I didn't dream whatsoever. But I actually start remembering. I'm up to like 6 snippets, you know, at nighttime. And it is fascinating. It's like amazing. It's just enlightening. Of course, I'm not very good at interpreting them yet, but it's very, I know that my subconscious is telling me something, and it's good for us to listen. So it's an amazing if anybody out there has doubt that they can remember their dream, they will. They will, as long as they put that intention out there and write it down like Oksana says. So it definitely helps. Another thing is also continuous dreams. I used to have a dream of teeth falling out all the time. And it's like, oh, my gosh, what is this about? But learning about what it signifies for you, it helps you understand yourself so much more, so much better. And where to direct, you know, your growth or your healing or what you need to focus on or pay, you know, something to pay attention to. So I definitely recommend that, you know, that even just writing down, I will remember my dreams. It's very effective.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Neela. And you're doing wonderfully with interpreting your dreams too. So And again, when you have no idea how to interpret and then you're starting and little by little by little, mm-hmm. it's a language that you're learning and you're doing really, really well with it now.
Thank you. It's still, you know, it's like tweaking, but it's something personal too. So I think this is another avenue to explore for myself. So thank you, Oksana.
Thank you, Nayla. Thank,
thank
you for calling.
Yeah. Thank you for calling and for sharing.
Thank
you. I appreciate that. And it is programming. It is intention, right? So if intentionally we say that we will remember our dreams, then the universe, as well as your body, your mind, your subconscious, is going to allow you to do that. So you may not understand it right away, but as you get through it, that's when you begin to learn about it. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can interpret your dreams, how you can learn more about it, and how you can study with Oksana. Please stay with us.
Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg with Recalibrate Your Life, and I help people like you find their soul purpose, align with it, and gain the balance that you seek. But don't take my word for it. Take my clients.
Alan, what can I say but wow? I've always had so many questions on whether I'm on the right path, am I fulfilling my life's mission? These are questions that I assume have been pondered by everyone since the beginning of time. However, the gift that you possess has helped me immensely. It confirmed my need to be artistic, my need to help others so much. I can't even explain the experience. It confirmed so much more than I can describe in this small note of appreciation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, allowing me to release my inner thoughts, and most importantly, for confirming and leading me to what I always believed but was not confident enough to believe in. Thank you. Trust me, this was hard for me to do, but I do know that God has blessed us with various gifts, and you have an amazing gift. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You, like all of my clients, deserve to live in alignment with your soul purpose. To begin your journey, visit recalibrateyourlife.com or call 800-323-1619. And don't hesitate. Recalibrate. Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential.
And welcome back to the School of Human Potential Radio, where we're talking about dreams and their interpretation with Oksana Gritenko. Oksana, in this last segment, I wanted to ask you a question. I know we've been talking about, you know, precognitive dreams, and we've been talking about controlling and getting into the sleep and remembering them. But I know that, you know, we've had an example of Mendeleev dreaming about the periodic table. Have there been other examples that you've encountered in history of people that we may know of who had dreams that came true?
Yes, wonderful question, Alan. Thank you. Actually, there are very interesting dreams that are documented in the history, and they might have changed the history of the world. There is a very famous dream by Abraham Lincoln, who saw his assassination before it happened, and he saw it in very detail and exactly what happened. He shared that, and it's documented, so that's quite interesting. Einstein saw the theory of relativity that was basically inspired through his dream. But one dream that I don't think many people know about, and it certainly would have changed the history of the world, was what happened to Adolf Hitler during the First World War. He was a soldier, and he was in trenches, and this dream actually saved his life. So what happened was, while he was in the trenches, he was asleep. Other soldiers were there. And during his dream, he saw himself and the other soldiers. They were kind of like engulfed by the earth and metal. And he woke up and somehow he got the message from it that he actually was quite intuitive. He needed to jump out from the trenches. He did, and practically right away it was hit by the shell, by a shell, and everybody who was there, every other soldier who was there, they were killed. And he, basically, the dream saved his life. And you can imagine, and that was during the First World War, you can imagine if that did not happen, the history would be completely different. So I think it's quite an interesting story.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Lincoln is the one who got assassinated, and Hitler was the one who was saved by the trees. Go figure.
We wish that it would be the other way around, but history is history. At this point, there is nothing we can do about it.
Wow. Okay. In terms of the methods that we're studying, I know that you've mentioned that there are many different ways to interpret dreams. You go to a bookstore, there are interpretation guides. What is your method, or what methods do you employ in interpretation?
In short, this method is based on a very particular approach that is logical. I like things where I don't have to rely on my memory. And what happened to me throughout, learning about dreams, I was always curious about them. I had all sorts of dreams you can imagine. Every time anything that was offered was based on remembering, memorizing. This symbol means that, and that symbol means this. I think everybody would agree that it's based on this symbolism. However, there was no consistency, rhyme, or reason to it until I came across this approach, and it's partially based on the founder of analytical psychology, Carl Jung, and partially on Edgar Casey, who was a very famous American psychic. It was popularized, and I studied it at the place that teaches metaphysics. And I've added some of my own personal additions to it and made it a little bit maybe less structured sometimes, because sometimes intuition is more important than the structure. So this method is based on something you don't have to memorize. However, you can apply it at any time. So it does not create any dependency on carrying around a dictionary with you, although there is a dictionary that I recommend during the class to people. But that's the beauty of it. So you can figure it out, and it's actually based on logic, believe it or not. So it's quite interesting. And plus, of course, because it is art, you are learning just like any language you study, you become more and more fluent in it.
Yeah, and it is art, and that's one of the things I wanted to echo. I know people who, have nightmares and they wake up because their body is trying to awake them to something. It's not the dream itself, it's a full bladder, or they need to get out because, their body is in the wrong position. So trust your body, not necessarily the dream itself, because if that's what works for you, then that's what works for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, there is a very interesting story that I have from someone who shared with me, I was probably over a year and a half ago, someone that I knew, and the woman, she had her own business, and she shared with me this recurring dream. She just learned that I knew, how to interpret the dreams, and she said, I keep having this dream, and I'm on the airplane, and it crashes, and I'm, in this crash. And so she kept having the same dream over and over and over, and she was asking me what it was about. So I interpreted the dream for her, and I said that she's part of some organization, which what airplane represents, and there's something that is happening or going to happen. Because it was recurring, you could tell that is most likely precognitive, because she did not get that yet, that I would look into that. Part of the organization or organization that she was part of, something is going to happen to it that's going to collapse. And she said, oh, that's interesting. What kind of organization, you cannot really say. If the person's life is their life, and they would know. It might be school, it might be church, it might be work, it might be something else. So a couple months later, she called me and she said she had her own business, and it was quite successful. It was multi-level marketing. And she had, I think, from what I remember, 300 people working with her on that, and she was generating really great income. She was very happy with that. Suddenly, in really one day, that company shut down without prior notice, and her entire business fell apart within a day. And obviously, she stopped seeing that dream again. Now, she had no idea, but she called me and she said that was really amazing. I think that she said within 2 weeks of me interpreting the dream for her that it happened. And obviously, she remembered my interpretation. It made complete sense. She stopped seeing that dream. And if she would have put together that it was about her work, which sometimes is hard, then she could have possibly done something about it. So sometimes this is kind of like this message of the warning, pay attention to something, and you can maybe do some things about it so that you don't have such a big impact in the waking life.
That's an extremely fascinating story, and my thought is, you know, if I see a dream of myself crashing in an airplane, I would potentially think literally about crashing in an airplane and not flying again. You interpreted it as something different. That's fascinating. How do people study with you? How do they get in contact with you? I know you've mentioned that you do workshops on this.
Yes, I actually am going to have the next workshop on June 28th, and it's going to be a Saturday. And there are two parts of the workshop that I teach right now. The first part is all about understanding how to interpret the dreams, how to remember them, what kind of dreams there are. We're going a little bit more in depth and looking into different symbols and understanding of that. And the second part of workshop is pure practice. It's practicing, and it's also talking about how to have lucid dreams. I teach how to have lucid dreams and also the healing dreams. There's such a thing as healing dreams. So on June 28th, it's from 10 a.m. until 3:30 p.m., both parts of the workshop, and it is at 1040 South Milwaukee Avenue at Suite 130 in Wheeling. 1040 South Milwaukee Avenue, Suite 130 in Wheeling. You can always find this information, because this is something that I do every now and then. You can find this information on my website. I know that, Ellen, you posted on Facebook, but I'll repeat it. It's www.soulfulgifts.com, and it's spelled as S-O-L-F-U-L-G-I-F-T-S.
Perfect. Well, Oksana, this is fascinating. I definitely know that we can talk a lot more and find out about the healing dreams and astral projections and other things that people do during dreams, but I believe our time is up. Any parting thoughts for the people who are listening?
Well, I hope that everybody is going to remember their dreams following these very simple instructions and find some amazing hidden messages that are going to help you in your life and in understanding who you are much better. And thank you so much, Ellen, for having me on the show. It was fun, as always, and I am really happy that what you're doing is such an amazing job helping other people to understand who they are and to discover their potential.
Well, thank you, Oksana. You're a dream come true. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you to Oksana for coming on and telling us about the dream interpretation. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you once again for listening to School of Human Potential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the program and are inspired to make a positive change in your life. For more information about the school, please like our Facebook page and visit www.schoolhp.com. To sign up for a session with Alan, please visit www.recalibrateyourlife.com or call 1-800-323-1619.